We're at the end of Simen Lamed Tes and Hilchas Tefillin. We'll be completing the Simen, that's Sifim Ches, Tes, and Yud. We learned about who could or couldn't write the Tefillin. Now the Machaber says, Ein nikrin elo min ha-mumcha sheboki b'chaseris v'yaseris. You do not buy Tefillin unless you know that they come from a mumcha, an expert, who knows what words are spelled chaser and what words are spelled yaser. In other words, which words have the extra vavs and yuds and which words are spelled without them. Now, the Mishnah Brewer says, and why do you have to buy from a mumcha if our only issue is chaseris v'yaseris? Look at the parshiyos themselves. Says the Mishnah Brewer, we're talking about buying tefillin. We are afraid that even though your plan was that you're going to buy the tefillin, open them up and check the parshiyos, because it's so much work, it's so much of a hassle to open a pair of tefillin, we're afraid that you're eventually going to just forget to have them checked altogether. So you don't buy a closed pair of tefillin unless you know that the person you're buying them from was a baki b'chaseris v'yaseris. Because of that, the Mishnah Berurah says, you can buy a mezuzah from anyone who's from, even if he's not a baki b'chaseris v'yaseris, have him checked yourself. Have the mezuzah checked yourself. Similarly, if you're buying a set of parshiyos, and you're going to have them put into your tefillin, there too, because you can have them checked, even if you don't know that the person that you got them from is baki b'chaseris v'yaseris, you can check them yourself to see that the chaseris v'yaseris are accurate. Although it says a mumcha, the Mishnah Berurah says that someone who's recognized as a sofer, somebody that the public uses as a sofer, we can assume is a mumcha. You don't have to go and actually test him and see if he knows the chaseris v'yaseris. Siftes. Lokach mimi she'eino mumcha. What happens if you bought b'dieved? That means this was also, you shouldn't have done this. You should not have done this. Mishnah Berurah says so explicitly. You went and bought from someone who was not a mumcha. Tzorach levodkam, the halach is that he has to be bodik. So if you buy one pair of tefillin, the halach is if the person you bought them from was not a mumcha, you're supposed to open the tefillin, open the batim, and have the parshiyos checked. Lokach mimenu meyak tzitzos. So what happens if you bought it in quantity? You bought 100, which means 50 pairs of tefillin, 100 actual ktsitzos of tefillin. Bodik mehem shloshe ktsitzos. You need to be bodik 3 out of those 100, 3%. And what is that? Shtayim shel rosh v'acha shel yad, or shtayim shel yad v'acha shel rosh. They should not all three be shel yad or shel rosh. Two of one and one of the other. Doesn't make a difference which of which. Imotzon ksherim huchzik zeoish, very cool on ksherim. If you find that they're all kosher, then the person now has a chazok and they're all kosher. Ve'en ashar tzorech bedika. And you do not have to bother being bodik the other ones. You can assume that since this person has now established himself as a mumcha, you can now assume that all of the tefillin you bought from him, all the parshiyos, were kosher. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says that you have to check that all the letters are there, and that all the letters have the proper tzura. So the Mishnah Berurah then says, why do we not have to be choshish, for example, that the parchment itself was not processed lishma? Maybe there was no ibud lishma. So he says, it is uncommon to find parshiyos that were the parchment that was not done lishma. Meaning when you're dealing with parshiyos that were written properly, the assumption is that everything else was done right. And you do not have to assume that it was done shalol lishma. Now, also, if the person himself told you who wrote them, and that person is a mumcha, the halacha is that you can rely on that. If he gives you a specific person, tells you just who wrote it, and that person is a mumcha, that's good enough. Now the Machaber goes on. Vim lokhan tzvosim tzvosim. What happens if you buy them in groups? In other words, you're buying from a middleman who is actually selling the tefillin written by other people. Cheskoson me'anoshim harbehem lekuchim. The chazaki is that they were gotten from different people. Lefikach bodik mikol tzeves beishel rosh ve'echad shel yad beishel yad ve'echad shel rosh. Therefore, from each group, if they come in groups, so that we know that they were written by each group was written by a specific by one person, you have to check two of a shel yad and one of a shel rosh, or two of the shel rosh and one of a shel yad in each of those groups. Now he says, Hamocher tefillin, v'omer shahoyu shal adam gadol. Someone is selling tefillin, and he says, these are the tefillin that were worn by an adam gadol. Neman, v'ein srichem medika. The halacha is that that person has nemanis, and you would not have to be bodik them. With what halacha? This is the halacha v'erecha nemen b'isur. In other words, mi'ikar ad-din, if the people around are normal observant Jews, mi'ikar ad-din, eid echad is neman b'isurim. Means we can have our questions of whether or not a person is a mumcha. Does the person know what he's talking about when he says it's kosher? Whereas we do not suspect that he's lying if you're dealing with an observant Jew. Therefore, if an eid echad, if an observant Jew comes and tells you, these were the tefillin of so-and-so, then I know that that Adam Gadol must have worn kosher tefillin, then you are allowed to assume that they have a cheskes kashrus. The Mishneh Brura then says that this has to be the kind of person that has a cheskes kashrus. In other words, even though he's an observant Jew, it's got to be that people understand that he's observant in every sense, which means he also doesn't lie. He's got a cheskes kashrus that he would not be machshil somebody else. But there's another way of telling, and that is if he wore this tefillin himself. Even the kind of person that perhaps one would not trust, and you'd say, well, to make some extra money, he would be dishonest with someone else. But he would not put those tefillin on himself and make a bracha on them if he didn't think they were kosher. Very interesting mentality. The same person that you suspect may be a bit dishonest when it comes to other people and would be machshil them with tefillin that he doesn't know are kosher, and he'll tell them that they're kosher. If he wears them himself, we tell ourselves he may lie, but he's not going to wear pasul tefillin and make a bracha on them. Very interesting setup. Further sif yud. Tefillin shehuchsuku b'kashrus einam tzricham dika la'olam. A pair of tefillin that has a cheskes kashrus and are being worn daily do not have to be checked ever. V'im einu manichon el leprokim, if they are not being used on a daily basis, tzricham b'dika pamayim b'shavua, they have to be checked twice in 7 years, which means every 3.5 years. Says the Ramah, "V'im ein lo mishiyuchal livdok v'lasul atofrim yanichon kach belo bedika." And if you don't have somebody who can open them up and check them, then you should wear them without being bodik them. Now the poskim say that this is the Mishneh Berurah brings this down, that this is talking about where nothing happened to them. In other words, tefillin that have that are worn daily, and nothing happened to them, they didn't get wet. They didn't fall in a way that things started falling apart, or the stitching did not start falling apart. You're dealing with a pair of tefillin that looks healthy and was worn daily. It has a cheskes kashrus. If something happened to it, if they got wet, for example, the halachi is that there's a chiyuv to be bodik them. Now, the Ramah said that if you can't find someone to be bodik, you can wear them. The Ramah meant with a bracha. You can wear them with a bracha. However, the poskim say that if something did indeed happen to the tefillin in a way that you would be chayiv to be bodik them, the ikar adin, so there you could not make a bracha on them until you had them checked. So if you had no one to check them, you could wear them without a bracha. You couldn't make a bracha until someone actually checked them. So once again, if anything happened to your tefillin, then you must have them checked. What happens if someone finds tefillin? Mishnah Berurah says this whole halacha was talking about where you're buying them from somebody. What if you actually find a pair of tefillin? So it depends where you find them. If you find them in the Geniza, the assumption is they are pasul. There must be something wrong with them. Even though you can't find anything wrong with them, if you find tefillin in the Geniza, they do not have a cheskes kashrus. What happens if you find them like closed? Completely closed. It's not that you found an open pair of tefillin, but you found a pair of tefillin that is completely whole and they look healthy. So he says there they would have a cheskes kashrus. A pair of tefillin that looks like it's closed, nothing happened to it, would actually have a cheskes kashrus. Whereas if you find them open in the Geniza, the assumption is there must be something wrong. If you can't find it, you must have missed it.